Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection. A little bit of city matters here as we have our city councilor with his Trevor Dorsey. How you doing, young man?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. I didn't stay up quite as late as you did with all those numbers and things with the budget. How'd that go?
It went good. It was a good meeting, a long meeting, as you alluded to. We started at 6:30, and it's the time of the year when we also get our county commissioners, Mitch Annell, Mike Dunlap, and Mike Bouvier in, because we go over the Bartlesville, Washington County Emergency Management Council.
Oh, and they get in, yeah.
And we go through the budget, and Kerry Cox kind of updated us on all that, and not a lot of change in their budget. They did cover a lot of grant monies that they were able to get in the last 2 years for flood and for COVID relief. So emergency management, we've got a really great team. Kerry and his team do an amazing job. And they have had a pretty adventurous 2 years with the flooding and COVID and other things that have happened and transpired. So, and we actually didn't get to have this meeting last year because last year at this time we were meeting
remotely,
virtually.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
So, been a while since we had one of these, but it was good to get the band back together, and it's always good to see our county parts in the county, good to see Mitch and Mike and Mike, instead of M&Ms, it's triple M's, and we've got some good commissioners, and again, Mr. Cox and his group and team do a tremendous job, and so I know all those funds that they got through those grants, they will put to great use and help both the county and the city.
I heard there was a question about bids for the streets, and I think the mayor did a pretty good job of kind of straightening out the misunderstanding. There's a lot of other things that touch other things when money comes into play at the city level.
Yeah, and so every year the streets, so of course a lot of the CIP funds go toward that. And I think the misconception is, well, my street's worse than town. Why aren't they doing anything to that one? We kind of have a map, and every year we kind of try to project out and year over year of what we want to do. A couple of streets in this area of the city and a couple in this area. And so kind of spread it around so we're not focusing all of our attention on one specific area. And a gentleman last night, I give him some credit, and I do appreciate when people come, James Nichols, I believe was his name, and he came, and it's always nice when people will come.
Because other people are wondering the same thing. They really are. Yeah.
So citizens to be heard. This wasn't a citizens to be heard, but we did call I think it was an open session, a public hearing.
Public hearing. Yeah.
And sometimes some of the roads are state. And so in that regard, we don't have a lot of control over that in the city or the county. We don't service those roads. The state does, and you notice some of our state roads need some attention. 75. Adams, which is technically 60, and if you've been down Adams and you start over the hill there by the towers, the hot, warm, and cold, you'll kind of see from there all the way to 123. There's been a lot of patchwork, and again, that's not done by the city or the county. That's done by the state, I know from conversations with Mayor Copeland and City Manager Bailey that they are, the state is projecting to have those roads done in the next couple years, but we're kind of on their timetable, but we continue to talk to our state legislators and representatives, and I think there's a chamber forum today where I'll get a chance to remind them that if they can stay after the state, that we would greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, that breakfast is coming up pretty quick.
Yeah. So it's always always nice to hear citizens, and there was another young lady. I hope I get her name right. I tried to write it down as well. And the citizens, Pamela, I believe it's Zora, lives in, looks like Ward. I can't remember if that's Ward 2 or 4, but. She was on the citizens to be heard and kind of touched on a lot of the great things that are going on in the city and thanked a lot of people and which is always a pleasure when somebody recognizes that we are working hard trying to make a difference and provide essential services and make the city better.
You know, one thing our family is constantly observing in the 2 whole years that we've been in Bartlesville, for no larger than we are, this city and its residents seem to supersede expectations an awful lot. Whether it is Tower Center at Unity Square, or the resumption of Sunfest just last week, or the Sizzlin' Summer Series that goes on down at that green space too, and everything in between, when the chamber does Christmas in the Ville, it's always done very, very well, and there are few, if any, problems. And on top of that, everybody walks away with a pretty good feeling. That doesn't happen everywhere.
No.
That doesn't. And it's never really pretty, because there's always like a page and a half of arrests after things like that in other towns. But we do it well. And it seems like the infrastructure is there. I mean, for the green space, I mean, wow, that's something. Sooner Park is well taken care of. And the streets, for the most part, your main thoroughfares, hey, they've all gotten a little TLC in just a couple of years, and they're looking pretty good, especially downtown.
Yeah, we, again, try to make sure all the streets are top-notch, but we only have so much of that money to spread around. So, again, try to spread it out throughout the entire city year over year, and make sure that we're resurfacing heavy traffic areas and obviously trying to patch. If you've got some potholes or different things going on in your street, please feel free to reach out to us. Let us know.
Then, sometimes you don't know.
Yeah, we don't until we take a drive down it, because unfortunately I don't drive the whole city. I drive throughout the city, but there's a lot of residential areas that I don't frequent that often. Mm-hmm. And so there are times where, you know, somebody will give me a call, and sure enough,
they got a problem.
They get a pothole or something going on, and we try to get it at least patched up until we can, hopefully that road will hit the cycle pretty quickly and get taken care of. And we went from the meeting with all of our county commissioners to education authority, which, you know, is mainly going through our budget there. And the education authority, for those that may not be aware, that's kind of was created as a vehicle for when the schools do bond funding, they can access that money and put it to work immediately, because they can use that money and go out and do lease purchase and things like that, so they can get
things rolling.
And that's what people want to see. I mean,
you want to see immediate return on that dollar.
If there's facilities and upgrades and improvements, you know, people want to see that go to work pretty quick if you vote on a bond. At least, you know, I'm the same way. And so anyhow, that's a great vehicle for the schools, and you know, the city able to do that. Then we jumped into the municipal authority again, kind of just going through budgeting, and then went right into the main meeting, and so kicked her off at 6:30. I think we wrapped up about 11:30 or so. So somebody got their money's worth last night.
Somebody did, yeah. And that sort of mattress sure didn't get the workout it needed with some heavy sleep. But my goodness sakes, looking like $1 million today.
I had to make sure I got that coffee going this morning.
Good old Sal, yeah. Oh, man. Well, anyway, that was a very late night and very productive. And people got to be heard, which is important. And some very important decisions were made. One thing I didn't catch, and I don't even know if it was even brought up in the meeting, I know that Bartlesville stood in line to get some extra money for COVID relief funds. Has that come in yet?
I know that we have gotten some funding in, I believe. Yeah. I don't know if all of it's rolled in yet.
Oh, that grant, yeah.
Yeah, the COVID relief, CARES Act money. And so we were able to designate that in areas that you know, needed it, and we were able to.
I know our nonprofits are helping to disperse that. It's kind of curious.
Yeah, so it's and all that money, it was very valuable this year. Although I will say, you know, in the budget process and looking, our sales tax was up.
That was my next question. how we looking going forward?
You know, the COVID year is shocking. We had projected maybe as much as 7% down on sales tax. And so, although I do believe with COVID, people tended to stay here more locally, not get out as much for at least, you know, a while there. And so they were shopping locally, and I think that that had a great effect on our sales tax revenue. Also, you know, another thing that kind of helped with that some last year, more so this year, I believe, is the movie production that was in, but they were in here before. And then, you know, toward the end of the year, the pandemic was started to lighten up, and Christmas in the Ville, I think, helped bring a lot of energy to the community, bring a lot of folks in. So I'm sure that generated a lot of sales tax revenue. You get around Christmas time, everybody's spending money, right? So
might as well do it right here at home.
And so I think we did a good job of that. And, you know, this year, you don't want to get ahead of yourself on that front, though, as I think Jason Munninger said, that, you know, we still want to be prudent in our projections going forward. So
you never know when the next bump in the road could occur or where it could come from. Yeah.
And, but we've been very blessed. You know, I think, the BDA and our tourism, and they are doing a tremendous job of trying to, promote our existing businesses, but also trying to recruit new events, new business in the community to further, you know, improve and drive the community. And as you said, with Unity Square, we've got a great park system. We have an incredible trail.
Yeah, we do. In the Pathfinder, yeah.
It's amazing.
You don't find that everywhere.
No, I bump into people sometimes, you know, in different cities, and talk to them about our Pathfinder trail. And they're like, wow. You know, people that like to hike or ride bikes, or right, you know, and they're looking for places to do that. And hey, come experience and enjoy Bartlesville for a weekend.
Yeah, you'll say, hey. We want one of those.
we can get them here. There's a lot more to do than just walk and ride their bike on our trails. We've got many things, many wonderful things in this city. And so Kitty Park, I believe, is going as usual.
Oh, they're rocking and rolling between the raindrops.
Yeah. We haven't been out there yet. Baseball and other things have gotten in the way, but I'm sure we will. But we're getting to the age in our family, or I guess situation in our family, where mm-hmm. The little two are the only two that can do, and then middle son, he's about outgrown. You know, they only let you do it to a certain height, may have to be doing date nights with him, mom and I trading off, and then taking the others to do other things. Mm-hmm. But that,
you know, well, your oldest one's going to be driving pretty soon.
Yeah, which will be nice. Then he can maybe help shuttle a little bit or something.
There you go. But, wow, you're right. You know, this city is just full of opportunity and just full of potential. You know, we've got that USANCO that's going to be up and running here in earnest in a few days. That is something of a dream come true for a few folks. We have plenty of people who are hiring.
Yeah.
And that's something that I know that in about a week or two, some folks will be saying, hey, I got to get a job. You might want to get it early before somebody else takes it from you.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity out there in our market, and that's good. That's good that there's jobs, and you know, a couple of things last night too that I want to make mention of.
Sure.
Miss Revere Pester, great story that our new councilman Roan was able to provide a certificate of commendation. This young lady, Miss Pester, encountered a homeless man in town and talked to her parents about wanting to help. So she decided she was going to do a lot of chores and get some money by doing those chores, and then help make a difference in the homeless community. And she was able to raise $100 and give that to Lighthouse and make a difference. And so that's pretty amazing. 6-year-old little girl, and she. It didn't bother her to get up there and talk right in front of everybody. So amazing young lady, and that was very exciting to see that. And just want to thank her, because it's not everybody has. But I think Bartlesville kind of breeds that mentality.
They
though.
Do.
I mean, everybody wants to help everybody, and you give back, and so that was very exciting. And then there was a presentation for a life-saving award for Corporal Brad Dunkel. and Officer Luke Reeves, mm-hmm. And Police Chief Rolls presented them with that, and that was kind of an amazing story where they were able to find somebody that needed help and put themselves in a situation, and they were able to administer CPR and save a life. And so we're able to hear some really amazing stories last night and recognize some people for some great things that they've done in the community. And then we talked about Flood Insurance Month, and I was the one who did that mm-hmm. proclamation. I guess Dale passed that off on me because as a banker, we deal a lot in flood insurance, so maybe that's why I got that one. But it is important for those people in the community that maybe don't know a lot about flood insurance. Mm-hmm. With some flooding we've had in recent years, it's important to talk with your agent and make sure you have necessary coverage in case something were to happen. You're not left standing out there without the ability to repair when you've been victim of an unfortunate natural disaster, which in Oklahoma could happen at any time.
At any time.
My insurance agent tells me, you know, it's the only state in America where you can have a hail claim, earthquake claim, tornado claim, fire claim, you name it, all ice.
Pretty much in the same week.
All yeah. And it's important for those people to and Bartlesville participates in the flood program, mm-hmm. and so the opportunity is there for you to get that coverage if needed. And even if you don't have a mortgage on your home, I still encourage you
to get her done,
to get flood insurance if you're in an area
that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And we also, we always talk about openings, and we love for people in the community. I know, like I said, we mentioned some mm-hmm. folks that took the opportunity to talk and ask questions to the council last night, but we've got two openings in the Ambulance Commission, one on the City Planning Commission, one on Construction and Fire Codes Appeals Board, and three openings on the White Rose Cemetery. So if you have any interest in mm-hmm. serving, we always want people
to do so,
to serve and help give back community. And again, this is a community where everybody does that pretty good, but as you can see, we need a few more people that are willing to step up and help. And so you know, a lot of the rest of the meeting is was budgetary. As we talk every year, that's mm-hmm. that's a process. We had a workshop mm-hmm. I believe it was about a month ago or so, yeah. And we spent about, you know, 4 or 5 hours that night going through everything. And then, of course, in between that time and now, we're able to get with different directors or mm-hmm. city manager, ask a lot of questions if we have any, mm-hmm. and make sure that we understand exactly what's going on there. Mm-hmm. And it's a big, thick book, several hundred pages.
And so, you got through it!
So we got there.
Trevor Dewar, sir, I want to thank you very much. Our time is running away from us here, but thank you for being with us today, and something tells me I'm going to see you real soon.
Yeah, I think maybe
tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, it's good seeing you, and you have a blessed day.
Okay, you too, and have fun there at the luncheon with the state people.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and